Well, what factors went into sending Kyle Connor to the Moose?
Time on ice and time with the puck. He needs to get out and he needs to play 20 minutes and he needs to touch the puck and develop along the lines of the game that we know he's going to play here. So it would have happened earlier had we not been nicked up. And I think if this it wasn't a center ice issue, hadn't been an issue for us, he'd probably played a few more games in that stretch. But when Mark went down, it made it a little more difficult to get him in. We got a little bit healthier, so he's going to go play a bunch of games.
I think last Tuesday you had said that you wanted to, it was just game situations that you weren't getting him into that game against the Devils, and you expected him to get more ice. Was it the Mark Schaefer?
Yeah, he's got to get into the top nine and not be in a checking role to play minutes. And Mark came out, changed the center iceman that we had and the way it looks, so that's why he didn't get back in at that time.
Paul, if someone had asked you 2 months ago, you can be a game under 500, 30 games in, what would you have said?
Wouldn't be particularly excited. When are they asking that question?
2 months ago.
And what do we know 2 months ago? Do we know?
Nothing.
We think we're going to be.
Or anything like that.
Yeah, we wouldn't be bragging about it, but on the schedule alone, we might be able to understand it.
Okay, now how would you, incorporating all you know about what's going on, how do you feel about it now?
I looked at that stretch of games. I mean, I don't know, we're at about 130 games lost. We could be very easily 10 to 15 points out of it, and it'd be over. So we've got two more games to get through this, and I've mentioned it, but not in the room, and we haven't talked about it as a. It's a factor, and it's a major factor. The schedule and the injuries more than anything else have really, really hurt us, and we've stayed in the fight. So I wouldn't say that I'm pleased with where we're at because I'm not pleased that we were this beat up, and I don't like our schedule at all. I've never seen one like it. It may be the new NHL, so you just have to get used to it and deal with it. But we're excited about grinding these next two out and then actually spending 2 days off and a game at home. Be good for us.
What are the most pressing issues facing your team right now?
Surviving these next two, getting healthy on ice. It's special teams and one or two other special teams. You know about the rest of them. You haven't caught on to, so I'm not bringing them out.
You don't want to bring them out?
No. That's why most of the difficult questions, I would say, I have an answer to, but most of them don't get asked. Right? That's why it's not so bad working with the media.
Are the penalties one of them?
Yes, but not nearly as extreme as you think. There's 10 other teams in the NHL right now that have taken more prior to this little run that we've gone, and I'd say from Boston straight through to here, our numbers have come up. We were sitting closer to the 15 mark. That's an average number. We'd like to be better at it, but it's not the critical piece. When you take a penalty that costs a goal, that costs you the game, it's clearly in the spotlight and on the radar.
Do you treat those differently, discipline-wise? I know you have set people in lines in the past.
Frustration penalties first, right? Maybe Mark's penalty in Nashville. Those are, you've got to control yourself. Some stick gets away from you. We talk about those, we show those, we're working hard at getting better on our sticks. We have been going into that Boston game, into Carolina especially, I would have considered us a more disciplined team in the league and really good with our sticks. We had made major improvements. We had a bit of a tough run. I firmly believe that we're a little low on energy at times in the games, and we're in behind it, either not handling pucks and then reaching across on guys, and then we had a run of high sticks that were dangerous, that we killed.
Should not have bring any hammer down, discipline wise, on that.
Well, we could sit guys out, but then I'd have to dress one of you guys, and I'm not at that point. Not sure that point's ever coming either, fellas. So you don't have to start training or anything.
Because of the injuries, you said in the past, you're not quite sure what the identity of this team is yet.
Yeah, I may have. Chosen my words poorly with that. I know the style of game that we're going to play. I'm not sure we've been able to play exactly to that style.
So when this team gets healthier, I'm trying to understand the mindset. If everyone's back, do you feel like this team feels it is one of the best teams in the league?
I hope so. I'm not sure that any of you had this on that list at the start of the year, though, right?
No.
Okay, so we've played some pretty good hockey. I think that we're a better team. in our room than we thought the day before training camp opened, because Patrick Laine at 18 is scoring goals at the very least, and he's improving every day. But players like Kopp and Tanev and Josh Morrissey, that we didn't have them as developed in our minds coming into the season. Josh Morrissey especially has just been a spectacular player for us. A great story as a rookie. So I think that we are potentially a better hockey club than we thought at the start. I don't think that we've seen that yet. We've seen it in pieces. I'm excited about this. I'm not really feeling too good this morning or real happy with it. I'm sour that we're as banged up as we are. And we may end up carrying that right through. And you've seen it. The teams never get healthy once they get injured. But I'm got to believe that when we can get a bit of rest here and a bit of recovery, we can get a little stronger, and then you start feeling better and playing better and more consistent. I mean, we spent a whole lot of everything that we had in St. Louis and in Chicago, and we love those games. And we haven't been at that level in our last two, and we're going to play one tomorrow night and have the opportunity to back-to-back it. So I believe that we're a better team than you've seen on the ice, but not because we're underperforming. I think we're a better team than we've seen on the ice because we've got better players here than they've developed faster than we would have expected them to.
So where you are right now in the standings with the players you have, the veterans you have, the youth and what they're doing, is there any reason this team should not be a playoff team by the end of the year?
Just the other 15 teams in our, well, I guess it's not that many on our side. It's a pretty good league, right? So if you're going to go run around and ask that question, there might be two teams saying that they're young, that they're developing. I think the stats have us as the youngest team right now, but we don't look at that as a defining factor. We think we can be real young and be a playoff team, but we're going to have to scratch and claw for that. Like, that's not coming easy. If we just go out and play our game, that's no ticket to the playoffs. We got to get better by the end of the year. We've got to have all pieces of our game flying in the right direction, and we need everybody, or mostly everybody, in our lineup on a more continuous basis. Then we got a pretty good team, but most importantly, we've got a good team that's going to get better year over year.
Are you getting the goaltending you need to be that team?
Goaltending's got to get better. Penalty kill, power play. Those three aspects of our game have to improve. We were 7th or 8th in shots against even strength. We've got to get our PK strength shot numbers down, but even then, they're not out of whack. You can't watch the game last night and fault Hutchie. He made a bunch of saves. They missed a bunch of plays to our net. So I liked his last couple games. I think that our goaltending in the 15 block, second 15 block, has been better than the first 15 block, so I think it's trending in the right direction.